Kick off a Wednesday morning edition of Mugs of the Morning by welcoming in Daylene, joining us for our monthly update with Habitat for Humanity. Daylene, how's it going as we officially move into fall?
It's going great. You know, the summer was a little challenging.
Sure. Added challenges.
Now we've got materials coming in. The guys are working over there. Everything just seems to be moving along the way it's supposed to. We've got our new families for next year in place, getting ready to get them started with their homeowner education classes. Things are looking up.
Good.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
And fall can be a great time for some extra building as the weather can cooperate quite a bit here and make
yes.
it so that we don't have to battle the dangerous heat.
Yes, it's so much easier to hang siding when it's not 96 degrees.
I can imagine.
Yeah, we were putting windows in yesterday, and it was just so much nicer.
I can imagine. Well, I felt good to do it yesterday. Today's going to be about the same. And
yes.
I think the high this work week, 86, we'll take that.
See, we can paint.
Yeah. We can find something to do with that.
But yeah, things are going really well over there. We'll get both of the houses that we've been working on this year completed before the end of the year, get those homeowners in, and bless their hearts, they've been waiting since 2019.
Oh, my.
And so they have been so gracious and so patient and understanding about what the past year and a half has thrown at us.
Yeah, the situation's been.
Yep, and so excited to get in there and start painting their house and getting those finishing touches done, hanging lights and that sort of thing. So it's fun to see them get excited. They've been in the warehouse over the weekend staining.
Oh, really?
And so, it's fun to hear them chattering away and excited about it.
I can imagine there's a lot of excitement surrounding that, and that's one of the best parts of Habitats. We can get people the keys to the house, the keys
yes,
to the kingdom.
Yes. And after so long and such hard work,
mm-hmm.
and you and I have talked about this, 400 hours. Of sweat equity time they put in getting that house built and getting those homeowner education classes done. So once they get through that and the carpet is laid and the vacuum has been run over it, and so we're ready to hand the keys over to them. They've earned it.
Oh, absolutely. They've earned it with blood, sweat, and tears, literally.
Literally, absolutely. We don't like to have too much blood, but it happens.
Yeah.
But definitely the sweat and the tears are there.
Absolutely.
But it's what a great time. Ugh, what a blessing.
Words can't do it justice.
No, it really can't. I go and I talk to different groups and churches and that sort of thing, talking about the work that we do,
mm-hmm.
and the word blessing just comes up every time.
Absolutely.
Every time. It's a lot of fun, but as you know, we can't do it on our own.
No.
We need the help of our volunteers. I've got some great guys that come over there day in and day out and help these families build their houses. We've got great donors and volunteers. And we come up with some pretty great events that can help us raise mm-hmm. those funds. Unfortunately, we've had to postpone our giant Jenga that was scheduled for Saturday.
Yes, gosh
we
darn
had
it.
We had a little bit of a hiccup there, but we will get that back on the books. And when we do, I'll let your listeners know.
Yes, please do.
But I do want to make sure that everybody knows about our next event coming up in December. We're looking for artisans right now.
Okay.
We're going to be doing a mailbox auction. Because, you know, our motto is everybody deserves a decent place to call home.
Uh-huh.
We also feel like everybody deserves a decent place to get their mail.
I would agree with that. Have to have somewhere nice to pick up the bills from, right?
That's right. And it should be fun and creative and not utilitarian. You know, it doesn't have to be a plain old mailbox. So
have some fun with it.
So if you're an artisan, if you're creative, if you just want to have a little bit of fun, sign up to decorate or build one of our mailbox that we then auction off in December and help us raise some funds. The registration form is online at our website at nphfh.org. We've got some creative ideas that you can steal from. You can go on Pinterest. They've got millions of fun and creative mailbox
ideas. Or just Google Image, I'm sure, could get a lot, too.
You bet. Just Google mailbox. one of our board members is going to try to do one that looks is shaped like a hammer.
And did you notice, too, that, I don't know what you call that little thing that you put up on the mailbox.
The flag.
The little flag that indicates to the mail person that you have mail in there
uh-huh.
that needs to go out. Did you notice on this hammer one, there's actually the flag is shaped like a hammer
yeah.
also? My goodness.
They're awfully fun. And we have talked to Pam over at the post office about what criteria we want to make sure,
sure
that we're sticking. And she says,
complying,
you know.
Complying with Uncle Sam.
Yep, just be respectful. She did say for the folks that are buying the mailboxes, if you currently have a mailbox that hangs on your house and you buy one that goes out on the street, not a problem. But if you currently have one that sits on the street and you want to buy one that hangs on your house, you can't back up.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep. So we don't want to disrupt the mail carrier's route.
Absolutely
either.
Not.
So, but that was about the only restriction. Other than that, you know, we have to be respectful and keep in mind that Habitat is a good Christian organization.
Mm-hmm.
So your decorations and your builds should reflect that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's some fun ones on here too, like the hammer, like you said.
Yeah.
I see a bit of a Model T inspired car on here.
Yes.
A horse inspired one, a camper inspired one.
Camper.
That might be one you'd think about.
Yes, absolutely. And if you don't have the wherewithal to build something elaborate, just paint a mailbox.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Everybody loves a beautifully decorated mailbox.
Yeah.
And somebody might have their own post that they want to put that on. But
sure.
But Habitat is supplying the mailbox, so the artist just gets the mailbox from us, goes and decorates it, submits it for the auction. It does become our property.
Sure.
So, but then come to the event and see how much your mailbox is auctioned off.
Bragging rights will be
bragging
up for grabs.
Rights, you bet.
I think my favorite one, Daylene, has to. I like the hammer, but I like the 905 one. The mailbox is plain as can be, but
mm-hmm.
the stand they put it on serves as planters for the garden. How
exactly,
unique is that?
Exactly. I think this is going to be fun. I think it's going to be unique. I think people can have a blast with it.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we'll auction those off on December 14th at the Prairie Arts Center.
And all the funds will benefit Habitat for Humanity then?
Stay right here locally and
awesome.
Help us buy supplies and materials to build the houses for those families we just
selected. It's a fun fundraiser also. So, folks, if you're interested in maybe bidding, definitely show up. But even not,
yeah.
just show up. It's going to be a good time and going to have some unique items on display.
It's going to be a great time. We're going to have a blast. And I'm really anxious to see some of the creativity that comes back. We already have 5 artists that are committed. And looking at some of the work that they've done with other things, I'm really excited to see what they come up with. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking for more artists, too. So if they're interested, how can they get in contact with you, Daylene, and potentially sign up to do this?
Give us a call over at the office, 534-6251. Also, as I mentioned, you can go onto our website at nphfh.org and grab your registration there.
Awesome. Daylene, if there's anybody listening this morning that perhaps wants to volunteer or maybe bring some goodies out to the volunteer crew, how can they line that up and potentially make a difference locally?
I'll tell you what, the guys are working up at 2419 West 17th, just north of the Buffalo Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
They would love it if you'd come by. We like to get started around 8:15 in the morning. We typically work till noon, depending on what project we're working on. So that's a good way to spend your morning, is
yeah.
come hang out with guys that have a real passion for Habitat, and they're anxious to talk to you about what they're doing and teach you a little something, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And cookies and peach cobbler are always welcome.
Bottle of water, too, when you're in doubt. Just pick up a case of water.
Yeah,
stop it by.
Come on by, and you'll know that you're in the right place when you see our little blue parade house sitting up there.
Daylene, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Hey, thanks for letting me come in. I love coming in and talking about Habitat with you.
Highlight of the month for us here at the station.
Thanks.
We sure love it.
Thanks.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning as we have an update on last night's North Platte City Council meeting with Council President Jim Nisley. That's coming up next here on KODY.